I want you to have energy like these guys dancing to Harry Styles like that, Leah. Come on.
I missed it. They were
there.
Dancing?
They were dancing to Harry Styles there, yeah.
Oh.
You just sit over there with your frowny face.
I wasn't frowny.
Sick of listening to the same music.
I missed the whole dance thing. Hopefully they'll do it again for us,
May.
Though.
Always. All right. We always dance when there's music.
All right.
1023 XLC Wes and Leah.
The Gurney's got it here, and we are welcoming Dance Center North in. We have Stacy Keller, who is the owner. Welcome, Stacy and friends. Stacy, I don't know if you know this about me. I used to be a dancer.
Nice.
You quit in second grade. That doesn't count as being a dancer.
I did ballet. I tried to tell this guy I was a ballerina, and he was like, for how long? And I was like, till I was 8. And he was like, that's every little kid.
Yeah, every kid.
Well, we're really excited to see your moves.
Oh,
oh boy.
Are we dancing today?
Gosh.
All right. We'll be looking for that over on Facebook at 1023 XLC. But before we get our dancing shoes on, tell us how Dance Center North got started. Because and as we're talking off the air, I guess it happened right before the pandemic, but I know you were located in Libertyville and then recently moved to Gurnee.
Yeah, so I think it started in 1974, actually. The founder's Sherry Lindell.
Okay.
But I took over in 2019 and moved it into Gurnee. So we started in the summer of 2019.
Okay.
We were rolling pretty well, and then the pandemic hit, and that was really tough, but we just kept pushing through.
Where exactly are you guys located now?
So we are right across from Six Flags.
Okay, right across. But off of what road?
Grand. 5410
okay.
Grand Avenue.
All right, cool, mm-hmm. cool.
Yeah.
What is the youngest student you offer dance lessons to?
Two years old.
Yeah. Man, you are taking them all on.
Two with mommy and me. So
okay.
Moms or dads can take class with a 2-year-old.
You hear that, Wes?
Yeah.
Grab yourself a 2-year-old and head over to Dance Center North.
I was in a dance routine when my daughter
Were
was
you?
Yeah, when she was little. They had the dad routine. It was all dads on the stage.
Oh.
It was terrible. They had to put me in the back.
We got to bring that back.
The dance instructor, like the woman that owned that dance studio was like, "You have no hope, do you?" I'm like, "No, I really don't. I have zero rhythm." Which is ironic. I work in the music industry.
My mom was in one with us too, and we were bunnies, and looking back on it now, it's kind of weird to see her dressed up as a bunny. I was like, that was a weird one to choose to have the moms do along with us, but I digress. You guys offer lessons to adults as well?
Yeah. So I think one of our oldest students is in her 60s.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So you can take ballet, you can take Broadway, tap, modern, hip-hop.
Tap was my favorite.
Yeah.
I love doing tap.
It's one of the funnest to watch, too.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Anything where there's a lot of noise, it gets the stimulation going. You know?
There's a lot of noise in our studio.
Oh, I'm
That's
sure.
I can imagine.
So. How many... classes do you have then?
So weekly we have about 130 classes.
Oh
yes.
My goodness.
We have 5 studios, they're all rolling at the same time.
Wow.
Yeah.
How many different teachers to cover
we have
all that?
About 18 different teachers. I mean, they're not there every night, but we rotate. So
current enrollment, how many?
A little
would you
over
say?
300.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
And other than ballet, you mentioned you offer other types of dance.
Yeah, so we have jazz and lyrical hip-hop, modern. What else, guys?
What exactly is lyrical hip-hop?
Lyrical. Lyrical is its own thing.
Oh, lyrical.
I think you just created something new, Leah.
Yeah. I was like,
it'd be very, like, artsy and... at the same time.
I was thinking like of rapping while dancing.
Lyrical, up a tap, lyrical is
probably
my... You
just have to have like the angsty face while
you
hip hop.
Okay, so
lyrical is one of my favorite to watch outside of tap.
Huh. I've never heard of it.
Yeah, lyrical is it's a base of like jazz and ballet together, I would say. It's emotional dancing.
Right.
Hip hop, totally different. But yeah, so we have Broadway as well.
Cool.
I think... points, contemporary.
You guys really do offer it all. And now that kids are out of school, people are wondering, you know, what are we doing with these guys for the next couple months? You guys offer a summer camp?
Yes, we have summer camp starting next week. It's for 5 weeks, and it's a half-day camp.
Okay.
And it's for kids that are in first grade through fifth grade.
Cool.
Yeah.
Like going into first grade?
Yeah, going into first grade. They don't need any dance experience.
Oh.
Yeah. It's more of a camp, but we add some dance in there.
So what else do you guys do in there, then?
So we have, like, water parties, and we go to the park, and we have pizza parties, and they sing.
And you can still sign up?
Yeah, you can still sign up.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Are you looking to expand your business at all?
Of course.
Why are you getting nervous right now? Only because we did a news story yesterday. A woman quit her job at Google, which is a pretty big job, to make $125,000 a year, and she offers a class called Twerk After Work. You can offer a twerking class.
I love it.
$125,000 a year.
I could do that.
Right?
I can teach that for sure.
Yeah, and she's in London, so you could just steal the name Twerk After Work and offer it. I think it's a great $125,000 to teach twerking?
That's something I haven't thought of yet. After work.
You gotta think outside the box.
Right?
Do you guys...
I make her nervous when I talk.
Yeah, it's working.
You make me nervous when we go off script.
Yeah.
Because I never know what's going to come out of your mouth. You guys do recitals?
We do, yes. We do a huge performance of The Nutcracker, The Magic of The Nutcracker.
That's when I quit.
When you couldn't do The Nutcracker?
Well, we got to get you back in there as Sugar Plum.
Look at me. I can be a Sugar Plum.
Oh, boy.
I can be a Sugar Plum.
A Sugar Plum. Like there's many.
Yeah.
I can be one of the Sugar Plums
in the back.
What? Isn't there not a whole group of Sugar Plums, or is there just one?
There's one sweet Sugar Plum. That's it. It's in the center.
Yeah. I could be the Sugar Plum.
I don't think you could be the Sugar Plum.
I'm like seriously writing myself notes right now because my daughter is going into first grade and she is every day. What are we doing today? What are we doing today? I was like, I need to get you doing something.
Yeah,
so
get her to the studio.
That's a really cool thing you guys offer the camp. Looking more into that. How does a dancer get started registering for class?
So you can just go online, Dance Center North, and you can just register online or you can call us. It's a really easy process.
All right. Yeah. Cool. Now, you have your husband with you.
I do.
And you have two dancers with you as well. I don't know if you want to introduce them before we do jump on Facebook Live, because are we dancing or are they dancing?
We are going to teach you a step.
Leah.
So.
What?
Teaching you a step.
No.
Both of you.
Yeah,
I'll do partnering work.
I told you I was in one dance once and I was told I have no hope.
We're that good.
Okay.
We're that good.
You're that good. You could teach us something in the next 3 minutes.
Yes.
The kids will teach you. I'll watch and judge you.
Okay.
Yeah, this guy doesn't dance.
How's that?
So Gino built the new Gurney space for us.
Oh, how cool.
Yeah. So he kind of...
I didn't build it, but I organized
it
the
happen.
Building.
Just to say
it.
You
yeah.
built, I built it I with
built
my
built bare
hands. Some of it, yes. But most of it was through construction company, obviously, because Gurney, the town of Gurney or the city of Gurney is, you know, really strict on who goes into there and what they're doing. And,
cool.
We know the mayor if you need any help, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Leah runs into him at the grocery store.
On Sundays.
On Sundays.
In my pajamas.
In your pajamas. And then says it to him on there. Wow. Remember last time we were in our pajamas together? And
no,
I like,
didn't say that. I said last time I saw the mirror, I was in my pajamas. And he was like, can we like rephrase
that?
I was like, yes, I ran to the grocery store thinking I wouldn't run into anyone. I ran into the dang mirror. Anyhow, so I'm looking forward to seeing Wes dance. Mm. I already know I got my...
Okay.
Ballerina grooves. I'm going to be right back in my 8-year-old body, Wes.
It'll be good. Boys dance too. We have Edmar. He's been with us since he was a little guy. And then Lauren is a graduated senior. So,
awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Looking forward to that. Before we let you go, Stacy, got to know what your Gurney go-to is.
My Gurney go-to is Tina's.
Tina's.
Italian Bake Shop. I love that
Tina's
place.
Is starting to go up there. With
what is that?
Tina's Italian Bake Shop.
A lot of
mentions for Tina's. So, all right, we're going to learn a dance. Make sure that you are ready to check that out on Facebook over at 1023XLC. Thank you guys so much for coming in.
Thank you.